sin you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah, and what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Yo, yo, yoey, you're on with Noe and Rick, and you are listening to Ear Buddies, the father-daughter radio show you don't want or need, but listen to anyways.
That sums it up nicely.
Do you know what station this is, Richard?
Oh, yeah, this is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Ear Buddies.
I already said that.
91.5 FM. Tough Street Foam Radio. We need a new name for our show. Ear Buddies is not doing it for me.
Should be called The Noe Show.
No.
Featuring Richard.
No. So anyhow, it's a lovely Sunday morning. It's raining. What do we got on tap for our listeners this morning?
You have freaky songs about shoes.
And sneakers.
And sneakers.
And boots.
And boots.
Like the one you just heard. These Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra.
And I have random songs that were either recommended to me by kids at Dean College or just for fun, you know.
Okay. Let's get to the music.
Wild, hot like a broken machine. Every time he something inside.
We started the set off with "These Boots Are Made for Walking" by Nancy Sinatra. Then we had "Screws" by Dreamers, "Little Miss Goody Two Shoes" by Tommy Rowe, "Hurricane" by Bridget Medler, and "Goody Two Shoes" by Adam Ant.
So where's this "Goody Two Shoes" come from anyhow? I mean, since when is like a pair of shoes some indicator of one's virtue?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked Google.
So, basically, according to Wikipedia, Goody Two Shoes comes from a version of Cinderella where this girl only has one shoe her whole life because she's a poor orphan, but she's a very nice poor orphan. So eventually some rich dude gives her two pairs of shoes.
Two pairs of shoes?
I mean, a pair of shoes, but like two shoes.
Do they match?
I guess. He's rich. And then like later in life, she becomes like a really rich widower. So
that's fascinating.
Yeah, so she has two shoes because she was nice.
Ah.
But like if she was a mean orphan, she'd still only have one shoe.
And have to hop around all day.
I don't understand the point of wearing only one shoe.
No.
If you only have one shoe, then just don't wear
especially
shoes.
Especially if it's a heel, you know. So anyhow, what are you playing next?
I'm playing a bop that was recommended by one of my friends from camp.
Camp. Oh, yeah, that's right. You went to camp at Dean College. What did you do?
I got fake blood on the ceiling.
You dissected a pig.
I dissected a pig. I learned about alcoholism and about what happens to dead people with their eyeballs and stuff, you know.
It was forensics science camp.
I played a lot of pool.
And you went bowling.
And I went bowling. And I watched a lot of HGTV.
Home and Garden?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. People don't care. They want to hear music.
Soldier boy, tell me. Baby, you know that I miss you. I want to get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just want to kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, take me, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you.
You know I talk too much. can hardly stand to hear, including yours and mine and one more chip who isn't here. I can see the ladies talking how the times are getting hard, and that fearsome excavation on Magnolia Boulevard. Yes, I'm going insane, and I'm laughing at the frozen rain. Well, I'm so alone. Honey, when they gonna send me home? Bad sneakers and the pina colada, my friend. Stopping on the avenue by Radio City with a transistor and a large sum of money to spend. You fella, you tearing up the street. Wear that white tuxedo, how you gonna beat the heat? Do you take me for a fool? Do you think that I don't see that ditch out in the valley that they're digging just for me? Yes, I'm
gone insane.
You know I'm laughing at the frozen rain. I feel like a soul.
my room. Put them fingers in your mouth, open up your blouse and pull that G-string down south. Ooh, okay, shout it. One's company, two's a crowd, and three's a party. Your girl ain't with it, I got somebody. In my nature, she's naughty. Now give me that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. Let me tell you what we gon' do. 2 plus 2, I'm gon' undress you. Then we gonna go 3 and 3, you gon' undress me. Then we gonna go 4 and 4, we gon' freak some more. But first,
so beat up at your boyfriend and meet me at the hotel room. You can bring your girlfriends and meet me at the hotel room. Beat up at your boyfriend and meet me at the hotel room. You can bring your girlfriends and meet me at the hotel.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Okie dokie. Well, I don't support PETA as a company, but that is a good message.
They're not a company.
They're a company.
They were an organization.
An organization.
Oh, okay.
With the air quotes.
All right, this is not a political show, so go tell people what music you played.
Yeah. So we heard Hotel Room Service by Pitbull. Started with Kiss Me Through the Phone by Soulja Boy. Then Plaid Sneakers by June August, Talk Too Much by Coin, and Bad Sneakers by Steely Dan.
That's right.
That rhymes, plaid, bad.
That's why I did it.
Yeah, I don't know.
And if we didn't have to play a crappy song in between them, it would have been even better.
My song was great.
Yeah, that's what's so great about this show. If you don't like a song, just wait for the next one.
And then wait for the next one.
And then the next one.
And then maybe after like 30 songs, you'll hear one that you enjoy.
Nah, every other song is great, depending on your musical tastes. Like this one, for instance.
It's the worst thing in the world.
It's the Kinks.
Yeah, why do we have to play a Kinks song every single show?
Because.
But then you get mad when I play a Disney song every show.
You play like 15 Disney songs every show.
So...
play the music.
Oh, on my table and no shoes go on my feet. No food on my table and no shoes go on my feet. My children cried for mercy. They got no place to call their own. Hard times, hard times. Hard times seem like it's here to stay. Hard times, hard times. Hard times seem like it's here to stay. If somebody don't help me, and I just can't be around free much long. No shoes on my feet and no food go on my table. Oh no, too sad. Children crying for bread.
Thank you. summer turns the stove on and fun begins to cook. Barefoot walks in Baltimore with empty pocketbook. Laugh at sizzling sidewalks, don't step on the cracks. Old folks try to catch their breath as children catch their jacks.
Barefoot in Baltimore, heel and toe with you.
Baltimore is music, dancing in the street. Half-chewed double bubble, tugging at our feet. Melted car in crosswalks, crab shells in the park. Pavement frying on four toes until long after dark.
Barefoot in Baltimore, heel and toe with you.
When night comes, we can go walking on the shores of Chesapeake Bay. A
Barefoot in Baltimore by the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Yeah. Do you know what their big hit was?
Strawberry Shortcake theme song.
No. Incense and Peppermints. You would know it if you heard it.
I liked the Strawberry Shortcake theme song better.
Wasn't that actually the two guys from the Turtles who wrote that? I'm pretty sure.
I'll Google it.
Yeah, well, not right now.
Not right now. Well, fine.
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that. But I'm pretty sure it was, what were their names? Flo and Eddie. We'll get back to you on that one, too.
And then we had Mr. Shoemaker's Daughter by The Kinks.
Love The Kinks.
Gimme, Gimme, Gimme by ABBA. No Shoes by John Lee Hooker. And Heavy Metal Dreamer by Des Rocks.
That's right. Not close enough to the top of the hour to do our station ID, so I guess we're just going to have to play some more music.
Yeah. Now we're going to play the best song that has ever been written, and it's sung by a skinny legend.
And then we'll get back to you on the Strawberry Shortcake theme song.
Come to all I want for
Hello, children. So, you are still listening to Ear Buddies, the father-daughter radio show you don't want or need, but still listen to anyways, on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And it's almost halfway through our show, a couple minutes to go. So, as it turns out, the Strawberry Shortcake theme song and most of the music in the Strawberry Shortcake TV show was in fact written by two of the founding members of the Turtles.
Yeah, Mark Volman and Howard...
Kalin.
I couldn't tell if that was
also known as Flo and Eddie. Also members of Frank Zappa's Mothers of Invention.
Cool. I just care about the Strawberry Shortcake theme song.
And your mother and I actually met those two guys.
Wow, you're so cool.
Yeah, we got pictures. Yeah.
Did you ever develop them?
Yes. You know, we got like 30 rolls of film going back 12 years need to be developed.
Yeah, and it's like mostly mine.
Yeah, your kindergarten field trip.
All of my field trips.
So, all right, back to the music.
And motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Well, he never washed his face and he never combed his hair. He had axle grease embedded underneath his fingernails. On the muscle of his arm was a red tattoo, a picture of a heart saying, "Mother, I love you." He had a pretty girlfriend by the name of Mary Lou, but he treated her just like he treated all the rest. And everybody pitied her, 'cause everybody knew he loved that doggone motorcycle best. He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Mary Lou, poor girl, she pleaded and she begged him not to leave. She said, "I've got a feeling if you ride tonight, I'll grieve." But her tears were shed in vain and her every word was lost in the rumble of his engine and the smoke from his exhaust. He took it like a devil, there was fire in his eyes. He said, "I'll go 1,000 miles before the sun can rise." But he hit a screaming diesel that was California bound. And when they cleared the wreckage, all they found was his